Okay, POL, conceptual. Storytelling wise, I'm reading some thing here, Don't Ignore Scene Structure. That, I don't know, but it speaks there about that there should be a conflict in each scene, which sounds strange to me, but let me just look a little at the conflict possibilities between people who have opposing goals or desires here. So, for Pio, you will have him and his mother or father who are just representing the dull life of sorry, but in this story they are of routine standard material life based on the routine standard understanding of life that they have grown up with and that is prevalent. So he starts to oppose that, finding out that there's something wrong here. This is not for real. They are people in general in that society then are living a lie, or yeah, like that. So we show that. And then of course we have someone like Rob who is speaking about this lifelong living a lie. But since he hasn't found anything that is not a lie, and he gets stuck in that, the kind of cynicism, nihilism, if you will. Which is pretty good, because then we have the first level of basic materialists, you could say, work, buy, eat, sleep, and all that. And the next one, you have the reaction to that. Others who, like Pio, counter, so to speak, but then after landing in that nihilist, cynical landscape, and the next conflict becomes that between Pio and some others. And those other friends, or those who are stuck there. So we are talking here about different levels of breaking out of illusions and false existence, and this fear of being driven from within somehow to always move on, that should of course be what's going on here, that this poor guy who is helplessly driven by a need and a hunger for truth and reality, real love, real life, has to continue. And also that on that way there are fears and there are dangers, at least perceived dangers. There are opponents. And then there are the, when he joins the Krishna movement, then of course there are definitely opponents. And everything from Christians to atheists to a combination of them, basically, the two even are working together in this anti-cult movement and all that. So these kids have to go through all of that, be constantly in conflict, challenged by others, both the mainstreamers and the extremers of different kinds. Now, the Rob character here is also we can develop an interesting way, because he appears to be a friend of Pio, but actually he's behind the back working to undermine Pio's romantic life, as he is with other friends in that group. So they don't really see that, but we can show it how it's going on, and maybe just give the reader or audience a suspicion there. Showing this kind of, well, you could say the consequence or ramification of when a person has placed himself in that cynical, nihilistic, whatever, place, because it's just a natural consequence of that. You know, we might be friends, but as soon as there's something in it for me that means you would lose something, then what can I do? That's just the name of the game. That kind of attitude. So that will also, of course, make a conflict there. And the conflict also between in the love affairs, that arise from immature character both on Pio's side and the women's side. Of course, we can't just make him pure like a monk looking for the pure, real love and real everything all the time and just being all good. So, but that's not what we're gonna do, because he has his inner conflict too. Having to encounter his own selfishness and insensitivity and all of that. Not caring for others, just for himself, so on. We can show conflicts between the devotees, show how they are struggling with their ideas about morality and purity and all of that, and how they have to learn also by going from that initial, you could say, superficial way of practicing their spiritual life. You know, if you chant a lot of rounds and you follow a lot of principles and you're very strict and austere, then you're a good spiritual person. But then they may be very hard-hearted and impersonal, but they don't see that because they think they are already okay. We can show that whole thing, and another person who's very simple devotee, not at all a big one, but who is really a good friend of everyone and honest and all of that. And then we got our poor Peyo there in between, trying to be both, struggling with his own dark side like that. So there seem to be ample opportunities for conflict here. But how in the world this is going to happen in each scene, I don't know. And I think maybe that is just too formulaic, I don't know. Now going to Rick. He could be, I'm considering making Rick not into a Hare Krishna guy, but as someone working in that coming up there in the, as a scientific expert in the big higher levels of, even secret levels of the society in America, and thus seeing, getting a unique perspective and point of view to see the world affairs, these deeper underlying principles, you could say assumptions, that power that society, which of course is based then on materialism and all that, and control, and which could then really lead towards that singularity situation or the world control, all that stuff. And then he can see there that this is also false. it doesn't hold up all the way from the basic fundamental scientific assumptions about reality and life and all that to how they then become the pillars of a society built on those assumptions. So you can see it all the way, and we can show that, and he will see it, and he's just in the middle of that whole mess, which makes him conflicted, because at the same time that he has this high level security clearance and they trust him more and more, within he starts to less and less identify with that, and he gets into this kind of loyalty conflict between his own conscience and convictions. Now, if we don't want him to step right into the Indian thing there, maybe he could turn towards India a bit, but he could stay pretty much there within these quantum physicists and their idea about consciousness, and basically just a completely secular modern way of approaching the same things that Pio and his friends find through the religious path, so to speak. Yeah, that might be good. We can put the science thing on him, and the searching for love and reality, and the social kind of political stuff on Pio and his friends on that small level. And Rick is on the big level, of course, that he also gets some extent implicated in the political arena, since he gets to associate a lot with high-level politicians. So now, then we have a growing, because that may be in another part of the story, the pants thing, or whatever it'll be, when the people in that little village, a little town, I mean, start to rebel against or compete against this big multinational corporation. Complex, then of course we will have a conflict there, a conflict that will both go on in that small town between the people who say, oh, we've got to get modern and progress and all that, and the traditionalists, more conservative in that way. And of course, the leftists and the rightists and all of that. But then, it really goes to the next level, to that conflict between the, of course, materialists and the spiritualists, the impersonalist and the personalist, the Shunyavadis versus the personalist, and so on. So, I mean, we could have conflicts all the way through. And if we can tie all these together into something I don't know, we can have different conflicts in different books or stories. Of course, maybe that's good. But then another conflict, which would be the exploration or finding of, what was the word, that this reality is not what it seems to be, the world is not what it seems to be. I think this is really, this should really be central here. And there, we can of course hang around a bit in this field of time and space and simulated world and all of that. But move on also from there into that personalism. Who are we? What does it mean to be a person? What's the value of us? What's our real nature? Where is meaning and fun and love and satisfaction and all of that? And of course, the conflict between people then who say that this is, that people in general think is so real, is actually like a dream. It's not the real world. And on the other side, people who completely freak out about such an idea. It makes them very, very insecure and sounds scary to them, as if it would swipe the carpet under the way under their feet. So there you have that conflict between those who try to show what they have found, the higher level of reality they have found, how they're looking beyond the illusory screen, and those who are comfortable in that illusion and fighting that. And of course, that may also be why they are going out, they're calling them a cult and trying to stop them. They feel threatened. They feel deep within that here, something is challenging, something very deep in our lives and our whole worldview. So yeah, I don't know how much they can tie those together, but this much about the conflict.